The senior hockey squad split the first two games of the best-of-five series. Game 3 was to be played on Wednesday after the Empire advances deadline. The fourth contest is Saturday in Verdun. If necessary, a fifth game would be played in Killarney on Sunday. Game 1 Seahawks 4, Shamrocks 0. On March 23, the Seahawks flew to a 4-0 victory in Killarney. Corey Gardham stopped all 25 shots he faced to record the shutout. I thought our 4-0 win was one of the most complete games of the season, defended well and created good chances, Minnesota Elkhorn coach Garth Mitchell said. Brad Bowles led the Seahawks with 3 points, including a goal. Also lighting the lamp for Minnesota Elkhorn were Tanner Kyle, Sean Bowles, and Taylor Sanheim. The Seahawks took 43 shots. Killarney netminder Brian Archibald stopped 39 of them. Game 2 Shamrocks 6, Seahawks 5 OT. Bryce N's goal in overtime lifted the Shamrocks to a 6-5 win in Hamiota. It was his third goal of the night. The Seahawks had jumped out to a 1-0 lead on a Jason Bowles goal. In the second period, the Shamrocks scored 3 times between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock twice with the man advantage. With Killarney taking a 3-1 advantage, the Seahawks found themselves battling back. Sunday's game was a tight game and unfortunately we didn't do a good job of capitalizing on our chances and gave up 3 goals in a minute in the second period that came back to haunt us, Mitchell said. After the Shamrocks outburst, the Seahawks got one back thanks to Kyle to make the score, 3-2, before the second intermission. In the third, Killarney extended its lead to 4-2 on a power play. Markers by Sanheim and Brad Cole knotted the contest at 4-4. Former Verdun Oil Capitals junior player Morgan Magwood put his team ahead, 5-4. Cole's second of the night tied things up at 5-5 and forced overtime. Corey Gardham made 20 saves. Archibald stopped 54 shots.